Good morning and welcome to JFK Spotlight on Health. This is where we weekly, we highlight the groundbreaking work being done at JFK University Medical Center in Edison. It's part of the Hackensack Meridian Health Network and back once again for an encore presentation. Repeat performance, Dr. Ahmad Noor, attending physician and headache specialist at JFK University Medical Center, board certified in headache disorders from the United Council of Neurologic Subspecialties. Good morning again, doctor.
Good morning.
Welcome back to the program.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Last we spoke, I guess it was about a year and a half ago, and we talked about headaches. Obviously, that's your specialty, so we're going to do that again today. We may cover some of the same stuff, but it is important for people to know. There's a lot of information here that most people, I don't think, at least I didn't before our last conversation, know about headaches themselves. I mean, they know it's the head, and they know it hurts, and that's about as far as it goes, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
okay. Right. But there are different types. There are different types of headaches. So why don't we go through each type that there are?
Yeah. So headaches, like two broad categories, the primary headaches and the secondary headaches. I want to make it simple. So the primary headaches is any headache that comes because of overactivity or problem in the head or brain itself.
What do you mean?
Meaning there is some chemical imbalance, some problem with the brain itself or with the layers covering the brain, or problem in the blood vessels, more sensitive than usual, or the muscles around the head. So this is, we call it primary headache. There is no other cause from the body or the brain causing the headache, meaning there is no tumor, there is no infection in the brain, which is the second headache that I'm going to talk about. So.
Right, but the primary headache is that, so that's when you say that it's caused by overactivity, you're talking about the overactivity of the brain itself, not a human being's overactivity, like if they exercise or something like that.
No, this is exactly what I meant, like chemical overactivity,
right, okay,
of the brain, imbalance.
That's a chemical imbalance. And then the secondary headache is, what is that caused by?
The secondary headache is any headache that comes as a symptom of another disease. Either this disease is neurological disease or a medical disease. For example, if you have high blood pressure, it can cause headache. So the headache comes from high blood pressure. Or if you have infection in your ear, or infection in your eye, or even infection in the tooth, in the teeth. So this might cause headache.
Mm-hmm.
Some dangerous diseases like infection of the brain, like meningitis, or brain tumor can cause headache.
Mm-hmm.
Or if a person like had a head trauma, or brain bleed, or inflammation of the blood vessels. So this is, can all of these diseases, either diseases of the brain, or diseases of the body, like the ear, the eye, you have like pneumonia, fever, for any cause, can cause headache. So we call these headaches are the secondary headaches.
Okay, well, you said head trauma. That wouldn't be a disease, though. Isn't head trauma if you bang your head?
Yeah, like if you have concussion, like motor vehicle accident, or playing sports, like had severe head trauma and you had concussion secondary to that, can cause headache. So it's still a secondary part of the headache.
Okay. So let's start with the primary headaches.
Yeah.
What are some things that cause that?
So primary headaches, like there is nothing wrong in the body, nothing wrong in the brain. Your blood pressure is normal. You don't have infection. Your eyes are okay. Ears are okay. Everything is okay. But for some reason, some person develop headache because of a chemical imbalance or hypersensitivity of the pain-sensitive structures in the brain. When I say hypersensitivity, meaning they are more sensitive than other people. So these people might develop headache. We don't know why some people develop primary headaches and others, but it seems like there is some genetic factors. Causes of the primary headache, the two big primary headaches that people should know about are the migraine headaches and mm-hmm. the tension headaches. So attention headache, I would say it is about 60 to 80% of all headaches.
Okay.
While the migraine headaches, about 15% of all headaches. But the migraine headache is the main cause of patients seeing a doctor. So because the tension headache usually mild and doesn't affect the patient's functionality, you can have tension headache. When I say tension headache, it means like tension in the muscles around mm-hmm. your head, muscles of the skull, muscles of the neck. So you can manage your life normally. Take Tylenol or take ibuprofen, Advil, and you go to work. But migraine headache, on contrast, though it is less frequent than the tension headache, but it is severe and sometimes can be debilitating. And this is the main headache that push people to come to see a doctor or go to the emergency room.
So if someone has a tension headache and they get tension headaches, would you say that's something you would get more than a migraine? I know migraines are much worse. I know that. But there's nothing we can do about the tension headaches to prevent them from coming back or happening, even though they're manageable, other than taking Tylenol. Is there anything else that can be done?
Of course, there are medications for tension headache. If you feel the tension headache is coming frequently, like 3-4 times a week, and started to be annoying, and you find yourself taking too much Tylenol, it is time to see the doctor as well. And you can take some medication for that.
Does that mean it could be a migraine?
So in order to say it is tension headache or migraine, so you have to discuss with a headache specialist. Mm-hmm. But if it is severe enough to cause you to be worried, it can be migraine or can be mixed. There are some headaches we call mixed headaches. So it has some tension features and it has some mm-hmm. migraine features.
What if I'm somebody who just gets tension headaches and they're not really, but I don't want to take time. I don't want to have to take any type of drug to get rid of those headaches. Is there anything that can be done other than taking any type of medication, including Tylenol?
Sometimes we send patients with tension headaches to physical therapy and some exercise and being active and going to the gym. This will help massage. So this is another form of treatment. Frequently we treat tension headache with.
So a tension headache could just be caused by inactivity?
A tension headache, usually it is overactivity of the muscles, not the brain itself. So the migraine is more, so when I said brain overactivity or chemical imbalance, I was referring to migraine.
Mm-hmm.
But the tension headache mainly involves the whole head and mainly the muscles around the skull. So usually patients with tension headache, they feel like a band-like tightening around their head because the muscles are tight around the head. And it has like pressing or tightening quality, and usually it is mild or moderate in intensity. And it can last for minutes to days to months, depending on the patient.
And would you say that someone with a tension headache, and we'll get to the migraines, I just want to focus on the tension headaches right now, you would know the difference right away? Anybody listening right now, if they would know whether, based on what we've said so far, they know if they have a tension headache or a migraine, that you can tell the difference, it's obvious. Is that correct?
It's obvious because the migraine has features that nobody will miss. Like, for example, severe light sensitivity. So patients with tension headache, they cannot tolerate bright light. So usually when the headache is bad, migraine is bad, they want to turn the light off. They don't tolerate any loud sounds, loud music, mm-hmm. loud TV, kids like talking around or any people. So this is the second feature of the migraine is sound sensitivity. And also migraine people, they tend to have nausea or throwing up. And the quality of the pain is throbbing, meaning you feel as if your heart is beating in your head.
Right.
So these are the typical features of migraine. But the tension usually comes with tightening of the muscles of the head or the neck, or you feel as if there is a vise or band-like tightness around your head, and usually it is not associated with light hypersensitivity, sound hypersensitivity, or nausea or vomiting. Another feature also is migraine sometimes comes affecting one side of the head, right or left, but also it might affect the whole head. But tension headache is almost always affecting the whole head, like a band around the head.
I see. It just hurts. But the throbbing is from the migraine.
Throbbing is from migraine.
Because I've had that, but not maybe once or twice a year. And I thought it was from maybe, can you get it from heat? From being very hot?
You're talking about the migraine or tension?
Yeah. Well, either one.
So migraine actually has non-triggers, like, and the people with migraine can say, I know my triggers. Hot weather can cause, but typically, like, change in the barometric pressure, like rain or thunderstorm. So some people actually feel the thunder, the storm, before it comes, because the migraine starts creeping, then they know the weather will change, and after a few hours or after one day, they will have, like, thunderstorm. Other triggers for migraine might be certain food, like any food that contains MSG, or chocolate or wine is a non-trigger for migraine. In women, the cycle, the period time also is non-trigger for migraine. Stress can be a trigger for migraine and tension headache. But mainly the triggers are known to be associated with migraine more than tension headache. Tension headache is the main trigger for it is stress. Being anxious about something, and this will induce tension in your muscles.
So it's kind of like a trial and error, because there's so many different reasons you could have a migraine, diet being one of them, certain things you eat, like you said, stress, many things. So you just have to try and figure out the cause, and hopefully you can slow down the frequency.
That's why I tell my patients, try to keep a headache log, like a journal. And try to find out, what did you do today? Like, did you eat something? Didn't you sleep well? Lack of sleep? Did you have strenuous physical activity, stress? So by knowing some triggers, try to avoid the triggers and try to decrease the attacks of the migraine headache. Sometimes you don't find any triggers, so it is not positive in every patient that migraine can be triggered by something.
Right. I would imagine that people who come to see you don't just have a headache once in a while, every couple months. It's when they have it for several times, as you spoke of. So let's say, I have headaches frequently, and I need to get this taken care of. The Tylenol isn't helping. So I come to you. Where does it go from there? I make an appointment, but when I eventually get in to speak with you, how does that experience go?
Right. So I want to point out about, go back to the secondary headache before I speak with migraine.
Okay.
Secondary headache is, it is important to identify how you suspect you have secondary headache, although the secondary headache is fewer in percentage, like 5%, actually less than 2% of all headaches is because of secondary headache. But they may be life-threatening.
Oh.
So migraine, though it might be severe, it is not life-threatening.
Oh, it's not life-threatening, okay.
Is not life-threatening.
Wait, can we step on that for a second? Hold on.
Yeah.
We're talking with Dr. Ahmad Noor, attending physician and headache specialist at JFK University Medical Center. Secondary, how is it life-threatening?
Because the secondary headache comes due to another disease. So it is important to know
We
call it red flags for the secondary headache. How you know, how you suspect that you have a secondary headache.
Right, okay.
So again,
it's not...
want to remind you what secondary headache means. It means a disease either in the brain itself or outside of the brain, like involving other body structures.
Right, okay. So, yeah, I understand that. So the secondary, it's not so much the headache that is that is life-threatening, it's the cause of the headache.
Yeah, sometimes you suspect if you have secondary headache, if you have systemic symptoms, like if you have fever, high temperature, or you have chills, you have muscle pain, you have sweating, weight loss, or if you have underlying medical conditions like, God forbid, cancer, and or HIV, and you develop headache, and you have these symptoms, then you have to worry about the headache. Why I'm having headache? You have to go to the doctor right away. Or if you have neurological symptoms with the headache, so you have headache and you find yourself having your lethargic, you're sleepy more than you should, you cannot wake up, you have blurred vision, you have double vision, you have ear ringing, especially one side, you have decreased sensation or tingling or numbness in one side of the face or the body, you have imbalance, then you have to worry about, is this headache coming from a neurological problem? So systemic symptoms, or if you have neurological symptoms, or you have sudden onset of your headache. You never had headache before, and you have sudden, severe, the worst headache of life. Sometimes we call it thunderclap headache. Meaning the pain reaches to maximal intensity within 1 minute. You don't have headache, and within 1 or 2 minutes, you have very severe headache you never had before. Then you have to worry about brain aneurysm, like ruptured brain aneurysm. Or if you have headache for the very first time and you are older than 50 year old, you never had headache before, you're starting to have headache when you are 50 year or above. Then you have to worry about a secondary headache. There is a disease in the brain or in the body causing the headache. Or if you're getting headaches, regular headache once in a while, but now the headache started to be very frequent, multiple times a week. Or if the headache is induced by straining, like whenever you move your bowel, you have headache. Whenever you cough, you have headache. You have to worry about if this headache is coming from a problem in the brain or not. Or if you have headache during pregnancy, you are pregnant and you have headache for the first time during pregnancy or after delivery, then you have to worry about the secondary headache. So these are what we call them red flags for to suspect that you have secondary headache, and you have to seek medical attention immediately.
Right, and they wouldn't go directly to you. They'd go to their primary and then come to you, or can they come directly to you?
This is a problem that we face. Most of the patients, they go to the primary first, and then the primary will give medications, and many times they come late to the doctor. So it depends on the primary doctor. So many primary doctors doing good job in identifying what the headache. But most of the time, I get the patient referred to me after trying multiple medications from the primary, and the medications are not helping. But I want the listeners to be vigilant about symptoms, I said, for secondary headache, because though they are not common, but if you have any red flag from the symptoms that I mentioned, then go to your primary doctor or come to a headache specialist or come to emergency room.
Yeah, do something. If it's something that's just you've never gotten before and it's different. Now, can we touch on the pregnancy for a second? Because I think a lot of women, and I don't know for sure, but I would imagine that women who are pregnant, they expect different kinds of things when they're pregnant. And one of them could be a headache. So if they get constant headaches when they're pregnant, they just might think it's because they're pregnant, and they might not.
Yeah, no, actually, it is if you're pregnant and you're getting constant headache and the headache is not going away for multiple days or a week, then you have to seek medical attention. It is not usual to have headache during pregnancy.
Right, it's not normal. I mean, nausea is normal, right? Morning sickness, nausea, and that's one of the symptoms also, right?
Correct, but not headache.
Yeah, but not the headache. So yeah, anybody who is carrying a baby and you suddenly get headaches, seek medical attention immediately. Now, I understand there's been an advance in the migraine treatment over the past few years. Could you tell us about that?
Absolutely. So the advance, now we have a new class of medications called the calcitonin gene-related peptides. And these are the group of medications that prevent certain protein in the brain. And they are very effective, and they have less side effects than the old medications. So I'm sure some of I don't want to mention names, but you see commercials about new medications like a tennis player is taking or actress is taking. So these are among the new medications that that came in the past 4 or 5 years. We call them CGRP antagonist or calcitonin gene related peptide inhibitors. And also there are some devices developed also recently to treat migraine. Some device called vagal nerve stimulation of a nerve that runs from the brain to through the neck. There is another device called transcranial magnetic stimulation. So these are the advances that developed recently in the past 5 years.
And so are these things that you're using in your office?
I am using in my office a lot the new medications. The devices though are effective, but they are expensive and not covered by insurance most of the time. So if the patient is willing to use a device most of the time, I'll try my best to have it covered by the insurance, but mm-hmm. most of the time, the devices are not covered by insurance.
But, I mean, if you have constant headaches, you'll do anything, right? I mean, I would. You just want to get rid of those headaches, right?
Of course, especially yeah. if the headache is affecting your activities of daily living. You miss work because of headache. You miss social events because of headache. I have a patient that coming to me and her wedding is coming and after like 6 months and she's very worried that she would have a migraine attack during her wedding day. So it can be a real
yeah.
problem.
Yeah. That would be terrible. Yeah, something that needs to be done about it. What is the most common, you mentioned the most common type of headache, but what's the most common when someone comes into your office, what would be the most common type of headache that you treat basically most of the time?
Yeah, so as I said, migraine is the most common type of headache that pushes someone to come to see a doctor. Though the tension headache is more common in general population, but it is mild to moderate. So if I see patient coming to me because of headache, 90% of time will be a migraine.
All right, doctor, we're just about out of time. Is there anything you would like to add?
Yeah, just I want to say you're not alone. And don't lose hope if you tried multiple migraine medications and they don't work. There is a strong and very effective treatment, a Botox treatment, that usually we keep it to the last resort. If other medications fail, then we try the Botox. Botox, who does not know, we use this medicine and inject it into some areas of around your head and the neck and the shoulder muscles, which can be very effective in treating chronic migraine that did not respond to other medications in the past.
Doctor, thank you so much. Dr. Ahmad Noor, attending physician and headache specialist at JFK University Medical Center, board certified in headache disorders from the United Council of Neurologic Subspecialties. Thank you once again for being on the program.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
If you want more information, you can always go to jfkmc.org. For a podcast of this show, you go to foxsportsradionewjersey.com. JFK Spotlight on Health, it's brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. Keep getting better. I'm Joel Katz. Talk to you next week.